to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's amazing. It is Tuesday again. Already, and you can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE, JESSE. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show. You can podcast, but you can listen if you got to run around. You know, you got to go make breakfast, or you got to go work out, or you got to get to work, and you would love to listen to the show while it's happening. You can. You can podcast, of course, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world at any time by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It is Tuesday. And my biblical question for this week, a doozy. Comment-tally-vous, biblical question. It is a doozy. How will you know when you are of truth? How will you know when you're of truth? Isn't that like an amazing question when you think about it? How will I know? How will I know when I am of truth? And what makes it so interesting, besides so many things, but one thing. You have people who say that they believe in God, that they believe in Jesus, and they love to say they believe in Jesus, but they are not of truth and don't know it. And I understand it. I was that way at one time, too. And they don't question it. They don't question it. And so these biblical questions are put there to encourage you to know thyself. Really, know yourself. Forget about the world, the hell with the world. Let the world go to hell in a handbasket because it is anyway. People love their misery. They love their hell. They love their evil nature. They get a thrill from it. That's why you hear people say, well, I'm angry. They get a thrill for being angry. If you watch them and pay close attention to it, they get a thrill for being angry because it's another identity, false identity, but it's identity that feels like them. They love it. Okay. They love it. And so these biblical questions are put there for those who want to overcome. And there are those who want to overcome. And day in and day out, I speak to people and I ask, do you have anger? Oh, I do sometimes. I'm not always angry. I do sometimes. Do you have anger? Yeah, but anger is just another emotion, they say. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. And it is an emotional emotion, but it is an evil emotion. And when you're angry, you and evil are one. That's why you hurt yourself and you try to hurt others, because it feels like life to you. And people with the anger spirit, and most people have it, they feel alive when they can judge people in their mind, or they can hurt you with words, or they can do this. They roam the earth. They roam their families. They roam the earth to see who they can affect so that they can feel alive, keep that spirit called anger alive. Isn't that amazing? But anyway, so that's why the biblical questions are there. It's a spiritual battle. Men and women, boys and girls, you can be free or you can live in your misery. And then the children, the men and women who are overcoming, you can be free. And to hell with your family members, your friends, your husband, your wife, your children, your adult children, those who have decided that they want to live in the hell, and they're going to work overtime to keep you there too. Don't fall for it. Do not fall for it. All right? Just FYI. So it is Tuesday. We don't have the country and western Tuesday music. So I'm just going to tell you it's Tuesday. And every Tuesday, and we don't have the opening right now. Every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. And for those who don't know, well, why are you so like country and western music? Well, long story short, when I was growing up in Alabama, on the plantation in Alabama, when boys were boys, men were men, and they were free and free indeed. Country and Western music was the only music that we were able to get on that plantation. And when I was doing radio, I did radio before we got it, before YouTube came about. And we used to be on Tuesday, we could play whatever country and Western we wanted to because there are no restriction in the way that they have on YouTube about country and Western. So we're limited. But in the good old days when we had radio, country and western was amazing. So, but right now we can't play it for you. It's a spiritual battle, folks. So some of you may have heard that Theo inspired. And Theo was one of the actors on the TV show, The Cosby Show. Some of you might remember that. It was a fun show, The Cosby Show. And according to this report from 6ABC, Malcolm Jamal Warner, the actor perhaps best known for starring in a TV sitcom, The Cosby Show, Asantheo Hustaby. Has Hustable. The Hustable, remember them? Had expired at the age of 54. Watching from ABC.
Malcolm Jamal Warner, who played Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show, has died. Warner drowned off the coast of Costa Rica yesterday while on a family vacation. Police in Costa Rica say Warner was caught by a high current in the water. Malcolm Jamal Warner starred in all 8 seasons of The Cosby Show as Theo Huxtable. He won an Emmy for his role as the only son of Bill Cosby's character, Cliff Huxtable. I spoke to Bill Cosby.
And yet Malcolm Jamal Warner was still able to give life to the character you had in mind?
Very much so. Very, very much so. Malcolm, you could depend on Malcolm always going to the shelter to learn his lines, to gather his character, to come out and be ready.
When news came, it was shocking. And of course, my thoughts went straight to his mother, who worked so hard. She was so wonderful with him.
Malcolm Jamal Warner leaves behind a wife and a daughter. He was 54 years old.
Amazing. May his soul rest in peace. I was surprised when I heard this. I remember when Malcolm lived in L.A. He and his mother lived in L.A. And they would do, his mother would bring him to these different stage performances. They would have talent shows at different locations around L.A. And then they were young. One of my goddaughters used to participate in those plays. And she and Malcolm knew each other really well. And so I remember him before he was even known as the Cosby Kid. And he came a long way really fast. And he appeared to be committed to becoming an actor. And his mother, I do remember her. She would always take him, not I don't know about always, but she would take him to his rehearsals and events. And then so I remember when they moved from L.A. to, I believe they went to New York. They moved to New York. And they say, you know, he was on The Cosby Show, and one thing led to another. And it's interesting to see how fast he grew up, and he became a really good, you know, actor for what he can do. It was amazing. So may his soul rest in peace. I was surprised to hear this. When the breaking news yesterday, I first saw it on the local news here in L.A., and it's amazing, huh? And they say that he was out there swimming in the lake. He got caught up in the waves or something. But may his soul rest in peace. I remember when the Cosby Show was around. A lot of blacks, I don't know about all, but a lot of blacks saw the Cosby Show as an important show to them. And to me, it was just a show. Yeah, of course, the actors were black, but it was a fun show. It was just a show. But a lot of blacks saw it as their savior. And I realized now, and I didn't realize as much then as I do now, that they saw the show as a black show, better than the whites or different than the whites. So it was like a race show to them. And they loved seeing black people, well, I guess, compete against the whites. I don't know. But they saw it was just a movie. I mean, a TV sitcom. It was just a show. But a lot of black people saw it as a savior because they always look on the outside for something to save them from the white man, not knowing that the white man is not their problem. And it's cool hearing Bill Cosby respond to it. So may his soul rest in peace. And they thought, I guess those black people thought they were showing a wealthy white, I mean black family, and a black family that seemed to be intelligent, and I guess they thought that was important to them. I wonder what happened when the Cosby Show disappeared. I guess they just found another black show somewhere. What a mess. But may his soul rest in peace. And I think they said he had started a podcast, or we were part of a podcast or something like that. What a mess, huh? Here today and gone tomorrow. So you better be trying to enjoy your right now and not think about tomorrow. I remember when I first went out into the world to work as a teenager, 18 years old. Well, I had been working off and on when I went to the city. I always worked in the country, but when I went to the city, I would work for a while doing different jobs. And I remember that when we would go to work, we had to dress for the job. We had to have a certain attitude about the job. And we appreciated the job. And so when we would go to the company, get an interview, and the job said, okay, I'll pay you $10 an hour, for example, for 8 hour work, a day's work. And I remember that we were so grateful, we dressed a certain way, we carried ourselves in a certain way, and we showed appreciation for that job by giving the company 8 hours worth of work. And sometimes overtime. But we did what we promised we would do, and the job paid what they promised that they would pay, and all was well. That's gone now, for the most part. Young people today, they don't seem to understand or remember that they made a deal with the company that I'm going to give you 8 hours worth of work, and I want 8 hours worth of pay, right? They are nowadays, they're on their cell phones all day. They're like in and out of the office. They don't really produce 8 hours worth of work. And then they take off and then whatever. It's just a mess. It was a mess. It is a mess. And then there's no restriction to how they would dress nowadays. And so the order of work is gone now. And then you get all of them about it and they want to fight. Instead of saying, you know what, you're right, I'm wrong, I shouldn't be collecting your money, a paycheck every day if I'm not doing the work. But they have no guilt about it at all. And it's so bad that I remember another time, I'm reflecting, when we would travel, we really used to dress up to travel. Men dress in nice suits sometimes, but night clothes. The women dress in nice clothes, you know, not all these skimpy. How come women always showing naked skin now? Why are they so insecure that they have to go out of the house naked? What's wrong with you ladies? People wear pajamas on the airplane. Remember when we had to dress up? Even for the ride the bus on trips, you had to dress up. When we opened up the show on Black Friday, we show you how it used to be for the black. They dressed up. They carried themselves well. The ladies would dress really nice. And it wasn't always showing skin because they weren't insecure as they are today. And when you travel, I'd like to ask some sense. I remember when America was a classy country. It was orderly. And not by force, but by choice. And so when a black TV show came, they didn't have to show you how to act. You already knew how to act, how to carry yourself and be professional. That's gone. I want to show you this woman getting on an airplane, and it turned out to be a mess. Instead of just saying, you know what, you're right, I'm sorry, I'll go and do better. CBS Miami. A Chicago woman. And I wonder, why is it so hard for young people to dress in the right way? Appropriately. I'm not telling you got to suit up every time. Or telling you, lady, you have to wear your church hat every day. But why don't you want to, like, represent yourself in an amazing way? CBS Miami. A Chicago woman says she was denied boarding on a Spirit Airlines flight in Miami because of her outfit. Watch this.
And off the top of 10, a woman says that she was not allowed to board a Spirit Airlines flight in Miami because of what she was wearing. Back in January, the airline announced it was cracking down on passengers who it considers inappropriately dressed.
Well, Jim, this passenger, she reached out to us, and she said that not only was she not allowed to board her Spirit flight, but she says her sister was arrested.
Your boarding pass, please.
As Tanasia Grayer approached the Spirit ticket counter, tensions quickly grew. She was just told she wouldn't be allowed on her flight back to Chicago.
I'm right here. You need to get out of my face. You don't have to address me like that. You can say whatever you need to say from right there. You don't have to get in my face.
You don't get to tell me what to do.
And you don't get to tell me what to do.
Yes, I do.
Grayer says it all started over this outfit she wore to the airport. She says she wore similar shorts while traveling on a plane to Miami on Sunday.
And these are just regular shorts.
Amazing, huh? Black people, why you got to be so nasty, angry, and after boarding, an agent stopped her. The woman's sister was arrested for disorderly conduct. Watch this.
We were getting ready to board the plane, and the lady at the front desk, she stopped me and said, you're not getting on a plane like that. So I looked at her and I said, like what? She said, with those shorts. I said, everybody here has on shorts.
I'm confused. This is crazy.
That voice in the background is Grayer's sister, Jessica Kordolewski. And then, to make matters worse, she says her sister is arrested for disorderly conduct.
They're trying to be like a real criminal.
Back in the 1950s and 60s, air travel was a more luxurious and glamorous experience. Passengers dressed in their finest attire. But today, most people in the airport sport more comfortable clothing. We showed other flyers Grayer's outfit and told them she wasn't allowed on her Spirit flight.
Honestly, I don't think that's fair. I feel like every girl, no matter what they're wearing, should be able to express themselves.
Honestly, it's not even bad. The fact that she got kicked off the flight for that is pretty crazy.
And we reached out to Spirit for comment on the situation, and they provided us with this statement saying, in part, our records show a guest was not in compliance with our contract of carriage and refused to comply when provided the opportunity to do so.
Amazing. I see how those young people do. Oh, nothing wrong with that. I don't see anything wrong with that. This gal is half naked. Who want to be sitting on an airplane with a funky half naked person? Think about that. The air, you can't get in the air as it is. You're on an airplane, the door is closed, and no air is coming in. And some funky half-dressed person sitting there, you got to travel for 3 or 4 hours with them. And in Spirit, don't put some type of stop to this thing. They'll come on the plane naked. She's coming on the plane, according to what we just saw, half naked. Unless you got a pair of panties and a bra. why would you want to travel like? Look like something would say, you know what? I'm going on a flight here. I'm not just going to go in my panties and bra. And then the stupid people, oh, the woman should be able to dress however she wants. She should be able to express herself. So the next thing, she want to come on the plane naked. Should that be allowed? And I know human nature well enough now because human nature is evil and it's out of control. And you can't contain it. You don't have control over it. It will go out of control. At some point, you got to say no to it. And if you don't like it, too bad. My company, I got to have a limit to this. So good for Spirit Airlines. Because look how she wanted to come on. Next time she'll want to come on naked or somewhere like that. What a mess, huh? My country at one time was a classy country. I remember growing up, folks, black people didn't act like that at all. And if a black person did act that way, even the family member would say, no. Why are you doing that? They would correct it. They didn't need some outside source to do it. They would correct it. Isn't that amazing? My country is gone. And the reason for it is because everything that's wrong is being pushed as right. You're told it's okay to be angry. You're told that if a cop stop you, go off on him. You don't have to obey him. Yell at him. Call them racist. You're told that, oh, the woman should just wear whatever she want. And now, everywhere she goes, she's naked, no matter how fat or skinny or whatever. You're told that you can treat people however you want out there, especially if you're black. If you're black and a woman. You're told that if you commit a crime, you don't have to go to jail. No bail's bond. You don't need a police. So defund the police. I'm looking at this Luz Acara Bass, the so-called mayor of L.A. She want to send all the military back, National Guard back home. And she doesn't want anyone in L.A. that's going to stop crime. At all, the police or anyone. And so that's why, besides trying to get votes for herself, she wants to send all the military back home because she doesn't want law and order in California, in Los Angeles. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Talk about white history. If ever we needed white history, we need it now. Happy White History Month. July is White History Month. 888-7753-773. Quick break. Back in a moment. Out my book, For Rage to Responsibility, I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Welcome back. I want my country back. It's not coming back. I see clearly that my country is not coming back. But I'm still going to have maintained perfect peace in my country. What a mess! Couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. And you don't want to miss it. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake, E. White, with good hair, is on fire. He don't play around. And after that, oh, Lord, not George, but the American anchor baby. Energy given to him by God. And laying it out, giving you the truth every day. And he's learned how to fly. And if ever we need a real pilots, we need them now. Every day, Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday, from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. The American Anchor Baby, right after the Hake Report. And last but not least for now, we have a fundraiser drive going. We got to raise some money to keep paying for everything around here. Keep things going through the summer. We got to raise $50,000. And if you have it, give it. Whatever you can give, give to get us there. And on top of that, I got a call from sponsors. They like, Jesse, you've helped us. Your show has helped us. Your fellowship has helped us. Your counseling service has helped us. My family is amazing now, they say. And I heard that you're trying to make it through the summer. So we want to offer you a challenge grant and let the people know we will give up to $50,000 if you can raise $50,000 or more. You raise more, we'll give up to $50,000 of that. So come on, let's meet this challenge and grant you, all right? I appreciate it. We help you, you help us to help others. Amazing. So, Hake. Yep. Oh, by the way, go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate, and you will see the phone number there. You can call Bond 800-411-2663 to make the donation to the challenge grant and to just donate to Bond. Or you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com/donate, and you can mail it. You see the P.O. box up there. You can mail it. and for the, let me read it out for the old people. Make a check or money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and send it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box, Bond at P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. All the information is there. What are old people too? Because what y'all don't know, I am not as into this social media stuff as y'all think I am. When I go to the bank, I still go to the teller. I don't walk up to no machine and communicate with a stupid machine. I go to the person. I wait in line. If I have to wait a while, I'll wait.
I tried to go to the machine this morning, and it wouldn't give me cash.
You know? And you kicked it.
I didn't even think of kicking it, actually.
No. You have self-control.
No, I just...
And no anger.
That's right. Maybe I'm just white.
Yep. That's a part of it, too. And so I go to the teller. And so I know there are a lot of older people who, they're not into all this stuff. And then when I go to the bank teller, I make my deposit, and then I want a receipt back. I want a computer thing. Don't test me my balance. Put it on paper and give it to me. That's the good old days. Amazing. Hey, so BitBot want to buy the island?
I don't know if Anchor maybe could pull that up somehow on IG. But, yeah, Big Bump sent us this thing. He's like, now tell Jesse, hear me out.
I'm hearing you out, BitBot. BitBot, what about an island? Apparently, there's an island somewhere.
Off the coast, about 12 miles off the coast of Nicaragua for about $475,000.
$475,000, a whole island?
Mm-hmm.
$475,000, you can't even buy a house in California for that price.
I know. About 5 years ago, just as the China virus was hitting, I was looking for houses way out in the boonies, San Bernardino, Riverside. Shout out. I guess it's not boonies for some people. But it took me like 5 hours to drive out there and rush hour on Friday because I wanted to feel what it was like to get out there during traffic. Maybe 3 hours. But yeah, and it's 5 acres.
A whole island.
5 acres. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house. Looks kind of Nicaraguan, the colors. But hey,
you can repaint it, right?
I suppose you can.
You said the house?
Yeah, look at this. Oh, yeah, see those colors?
Oh, I like that.
And it...
It looks island. It does. It looks like a... That's not like a color you have in the city.
Right.
That's a color you have in the country or at the beach.
That would be against HOA.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Right?
So I'm hearing you out, Big Bob. You want to buy a house over an island in Nicaragua.
My problem with it is that boardwalk thing, the dock, It looks a little raggedy. It looks like it could get washed away.
You can fix it up, Hank. White people love to repair stuff.
I'll get Sean to do it.
Yeah.
Because Sean...
Sean would do it.
Sean's really real white. He's not lazy white.
And so we're being bumped by this island. Is he going to be another islander?
He's going to be from the island, man.
I'm hearing you out, big bump. It looked nice from here.
Yeah.
As he said, it looked like the house and stuff needs some work, but that's just the way it is. Right on, big bump. Don't party too much on your island. Be careful who you invite.
It has cell service, internet, TV available with that main house. Iguana Island. And it was shown on the Island Hunters show. So, 5 acres.
I'm hearing you out, Big Bob. Where is Nigger Island? Nicaragua.
Nicaragua, I think, is it part of the Mexican Peninsula? Okay, so it's not an island itself. I sometimes confuse it with like Costa Rica and some of these other islands. But it's down in like Central, is, what would that be? Central America? Yeah, that's Central America. See that
the Earth is round.
Yeah, obviously. And Google is real. Nicaragua, there's Nicaragua right there. Where? It's down south of El Salvador and stuff.
Oh,
Honduras.
Down that way.
Yeah,
it's by El Salvador.
Something like that. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, amazing.
I don't know geography.
Nice. That's a nice area then, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Although you watch out for the drug lords.
12 miles is pretty far to swim.
Yeah.
I don't know if, but that's a commute.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All right. I've gone down to El Salvador.
Yeah. A
couple of times.
I've never been south of the border.
Oh, God.
And I don't want to.
Oh, I don't blame you nowadays.
Yeah.
But the one I went, it was fun. Even though in El Salvador, they still had those drug lord people. And they were, if you'd be like traveling down there from the airport in El Salvador.
San Salvador?
To San Salvador.
Oh, okay.
You had to be careful that you won't be attacked by those, what do you call those people? Bandits.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And they stop you along the road, kidnap you, take your money and stuff. We were concerned about that.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, well, was it during the Civil War?
When I went.
Yeah.
It had just ended or something.
Okay.
Or winding down. But there were a lot of concern about that.
Yeah.
But when we got down into San Salvador, it was beautiful. Everything on the beach. Mexicans living like white people.
Salvadorans.
Salvadorans living like white people. Really. And there were only, with the with the Salvadorians down there, you're either rich or you're poor. I know middle class.
I disavow that term, middle class. It's communist.
It is.
But
you're either rich or poor.
Actually, I think what communism does is, anyway, and is I know, that rich or poor.
Yeah. And I noticed that the rich Salvadorians were treating the poor Salvadorians in the same way white people treat the poor here.
White people? Meaning they're kind of nice to them, but they keep them at a distance?
They were handmaids and servants.
Okay.
All the way.
Nice.
And my friend, when I went there, I went down there a couple of times to hold conferences. My friend was a guru, a yoga guru.
Yeah.
And he would do people would come from around the world to his yoga seminars. And he would do the yoga stuff. And then once the yoga thing was over, I would do the silent prayer and talk to them about real life.
Nice.
And we lived on the beach, like right in a big old house. White people, somewhere. They own land even in San Salvador.
I bet.
And it was beautiful. But we had Mexicans waiting on us hands and feet.
Salvadorians.
Yeah. But that's how the other Salvadorians who lived there, they had money, they treated the Salvadorians just like white people do.
Right.
They were no different.
Some were fair, some were rough. Some cracked the whip.
Yeah.
Others spared the whip.
They would tip them. They would give them tips.
Yeah.
And then Salvadorians would go in and clean up their places for them and their houses and apartments or whatever. Some people own property.
Did you have to watch your stuff around there, or was
it
no real
crime? Not down in San Salvador.
Yeah.
Somehow or another, because they had all the money, they were protected.
Nice.
But in El Salvador, it was a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a mess, huh?
Totally.
I remember once I went to Martha Vineyards a couple of times.
Oh, really?
Excuse me.
Met with Reagan or something?
I did conferences down there, too. And it was paradise.
Yeah, I mean, the president's vacation there.
Yeah. So, good morning, Barack. I know how you and Michelle feel down there. We were in white person land.
That's beautiful.
And not because I had money, but because I knew white people. And I felt like I had the money, but I didn't. But it was amazing.
It's cool knowing white people.
Yeah. White people, some of y'all.
For sure. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. That's my White History moment. You never gone to Martha's Vineyard?
I've never been to Martha's Vineyard. I didn't even know where it was. Oh, I'd hear about it.
Yeah.
Oh, the president went to Martha's Vineyard.
I've been down there at least twice. Oh, my God.
Is it an island, too? Or is
yes.
It, it's an island?
Oh, yeah.
But there's a bridge to it.
Yeah.
It's a bridge, closer.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not 12 miles off the coast.
No, big bomb.
Of Nicaragua.
Anyway, let me go to Thomas, a first-time caller out of Florida. Thomas, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Thomas.
So I'll make this quick. Basically, I totally understood, or I felt perfect peace for the first time in my life.
Right on.
So I didn't even think it was possible to get there, to be honest, because a few months ago, I literally thought I was losing my mind. Like, I thought I was just a crazy person struggling with drugs, alcohol.
Well, all angry people, all resentful people are crazy, and they are losing their minds.
Yes. So I really thought it actually got so bad. I went to the doctor, and I was like, I'm losing it. And they were like, all right, we'll do a blood test. And it actually came back. They were like, wow, your blood is not looking good. You're like deficient in a bunch of things. So they like scheduled infusions and stuff. Because I've had some like illnesses, but other than that, I was watching your stuff and I was like, you know what? I need to try this. So I started doing the silent prayer and just trying to go through it and let it just, I don't know, you know, just sit in it, just try not to run. And I actually went about 10 days without any drugs or alcohol for probably the first time in maybe 6-7 years.
Right on.
And I was like, literally, I felt like a completely different person. I was like, I could sleep finally. I had actual peace. I was like, this is what he's talking about. And then I got the infusions and just life was going great. And I could sleep. It was awesome. It was perfect. And I'm about to move out. I've been doing drugs and alcohol for like a while. I'm 23. I'm about to move out of the house. I just got a degree, but I've been just somehow like limping through life. And, life was going perfect. The thoughts were like the were quiet, the everything for the first time ever. And somehow I relapsed, went out, did drugs. I don't know how. I don't know how I did that. I ended up doing it. And just it felt like my whole world spiraled back completely out of control. Even my family, who was kind of like, wow, like you've been a mess for years. And like they saw the difference. They're like, what happened to you? And I'm again like 8 days sober. I'm doing the same thing, just sound prayer. But I'm being like tormented like all night. You know, I know it's like part of the process. I'm just sitting in it, like letting the thoughts pass. But it feels like I'm being like attacked. Like completely attacked. But is that normal or am I just going crazy again?
Yes. The only thing you did wrong when you quote unquote relapsed is that you went back into unconscious state. You went back into your thoughts. And when you went into unconsciousness, you lost control of the present. That's all that happened. And then you overreacted to it. So all you got to do, man, and I promise you this, not because I can do it, but I know the source that will do it for you, is that all you need to do is be aware that you went unconscious and practice being present again. And don't judge yourself at all. Don't add, oh, my God, I'm falling back. It's not working. It's not going to work. Poor me, I can't believe it. Don't judge it at all. Just be aware I went unconscious. I forgot to be present. And just come back to present. And those spirits, those identities that made a home in your mind and emotion, they're going to hate you for it because they do not want you to become present again. Eventually, they have to leave you, and they will, and you will have a clearer mind for the rest of your life. So you got to go through it. You got to take the pain. As long as it's not ill, you're not physical pain, right, but the spiritual pain, you got to take it. Live with it, walk with it, don't call it you, and don't run away, don't deny it. Just be aware of the thoughts and the emotion, and you will be made to be free. And eventually, they will all be gone, and you will have a clear mind.
Yes, sir. And when I saw a video of you talking about, you know, that inner, like, stomach feeling,
oh,
that
yeah.
was just oh my, it is just crushing. It's just crushing. And I used to not, until I heard you talk about it, I literally was like, I didn't know what that was. I thought it was me, everything. But now that I know it's not me, it's still coming hard. Like last night, woke up middle of the night freaking out, but I was like, all right, just chill. Like, let it go. I'm not bees. I've noticed it's still trying to get me. It's like, oh, just go back. Just do more drugs. Do more drugs to get out of this. Like, you'll get out of this if you can just do a couple more drugs. And it's like, I know it is. They're all lies. It is literally all lies, but they are fighting overtime to get me. And I feel guilty because I got through it. I was breathing. I felt amazing.
And who feel guilty?
Exactly, not me.
Why do you say I feel guilty?
I got into a habit of saying that. Oh, I know what you mean.
You're consciously communicating. We're communicating. You say, well, I feel guilty, but just know there is no you to feel guilty. Anyone that feel guilty is an ego-driven, prideful person who think that they are God. There is no you to feel guilty about anything. That's just another false identity you're building up, and you're calling it you, and you don't want to do that because you want to overcome all identity. That's what it means to overcome the ego. The ego is just a bunch of built-up false identities inside of you, and you've been living and calling those things you. You want to die from that by being aware and let it go. So there is no you to feel guilty. Never feel, don't call it you feeling guilty. Those spirits want you to think it's you, but it's not you.
That makes sense. And you know those thoughts that come where they go, oh, like, God saved you, you worked through it, and then you threw it all away, and now you're not ever coming back. You're not ever coming back. That's been me the last few nights, and I'm not overreacting to it. I keep saying I, but not trying to overreact to it. And you know, the thoughts keep coming, like, oh, by this day when you were 6 days sober last time, you already had the peace going, but now you don't. You know, all that crap.
You still have it, man. I want you to know that when you walk in the truth to come into your life, the truth came from above and made a home in you, and it's working for you 24 hours a day. And the truth knows that you're going to fall in and out of those thoughts for a while because you're so one with them. You've been identified with them. And plus the spirit of evil, it emerges with you, and it doesn't want to let go. So it's going to fight and fight and fight not to leave you. And you mentioned, like, last night you woke up in the middle of the night. You have all this drama, right? Thoughts and emotion. Mm-hmm. When that happened, just lay there, close your eyes, and feel the pain. Be aware of the thoughts. And they're going to scream and yell and tell you it's not working. You just be aware. Do nothing about it, and then you'll fall back asleep. And don't make sleep important either.
Okay. And just get it, like, even don't even worry about these. Last time, you know, it kind of, the first few days were rough the last time, but then I got through it and the voices got quieter.
And you will get through this if you let it die. Just be aware and do nothing about it.
Okay, gotcha. I'll get out of this again.
All right. I wish you well, man. Let me know how it goes.
I will. I'll call back.
All right. Amazing. Quick break. When I come back, straight to your calls and super chat. The Hate Report, Hate News right now. I'll be back in a moment. Two more hours to go. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. And I returned to my father. And through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Thank you.
There's some serious mess going on in the world. But a good thing, I think, is the Marines are going home after having to deal with the anti-ICE, pro-illegal alien riots and insurrection over here in Los Angeles. And the heat dome, there's a heat dome, they call it. Hot and humid over the central and eastern United States. And no House vote, I hear. Mike Johnson sounds like he's not going to allow a House of Representatives vote for the release of the Epstein files. Nice. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday. What's up, everybody? Yeehaw. July 22nd, Happy White History Month, AD 2025. And there is one line open. You can call in right now. Even during hate news, not fake news, all right? So do it. Do it. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports the roughly 700 Marines, U.S. Marines, sent to Los Angeles last month in response to what they call anti-immigration protests. I think they mean, which is inaccurate, right? They mean anti-immigration enforcement protests are being sent home, the Pentagon said. And they call it protests rather than riots, what it really is. Last week, 2,000 California National Guard members whom Trump deployed there against the wishes of the state's so-called governor and LA's so-called mayor, were pulled from their federal protection mission. An additional 2,000 remain. Nice. The total cost of mobilization, $134 million. These illegals are expensive. Get them out of here. These troublemakers, communists, they're expensive, very destructive. And that heat dome, the heat is on. Millions about to feel it. If they haven't started already, a new, what they call a heat dome, will be sealing in hot, humid air in the central and eastern United States this week, sending temperatures soaring. Sizzling conditions will start to build from the Gulf Coast to the plains today before expanding into the Midwest. Wednesday and Thursday could be the new hottest days of the year for Chicago and St. Louis and Memphis, Tennessee. So watch out, people. The heat will ramp up considerably on Thursday in parts of Ohio Valley, Detroit, Cleveland, Cincinnati. Could come within a degree of or match their hottest day of the year so far. The most intense heat for the East Coast expected to arrive by Friday. And with the high temperatures in the middle to upper 90s, that's not that bad. But if it's humid, it is pretty bad. And heat index of 100 degrees or more possible for Boston, New York City, Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, and Washington, D.C., the swamp itself. Going to be swampy in the swamp. Hot. And despite pressure from some GOP members of Congress, House Speaker Mike Johnson, the Christian-y Christian guy, he does not plan to allow a House vote calling for the release of additional files in the Jeffrey Epstein case before the August recess. Last week, I didn't know they had recess in August. Nice. Last week, however, Mike Johnson became the highest-ranking so-called Republican to say that he, too, wanted to see more details from the DOJ's investigation of the late, what they call disgraced, financier and accused sex trafficker, Jeffrey Epstein. Rest in peace. Earlier this month, the DOJ issued a memo that said Epstein had not been murdered in prison, that he had indeed committed suicide, nor did he leave a client list, all right? They do have files, but not some list, they claim, which I believe. I trust them. The memo contradicted some of the conspiracy theories that previously promoted, supposedly by Trump, I don't know if that's true, and his top lieutenants, those big talkers. Now a bipartisan, which usually means evil, almost always, group of House members is seeking to circumvent Mike Johnson and force a floor vote. Even if that group succeeds, the measure will not be considered by the full House until after Labor Day at the earliest. And Labor Day, if you don't know, I think that's like early September, back to school time. I'm James Hake. Now back to the JLP show. Hour two. Thank you.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. It's the second hour of the show already, Country and Western Tuesday. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, how will you know when you're of truth? How will I know? How will you know when you are of truth? You will know, but how will you know? I'm telling you, you will know, but you want to know, how will I know? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And some of you have to run around this morning. We are heard around the world by everybody and they mama. If you're black. And everybody and their mama if you're white. And if you're a flat earther, up and down the world. If you're a round earther, around the world. So let's say you got to run around. All my life I've been divided from. Every time I go to the again. So if you got to run around doing whatever you're doing, you can listen to the show on your iPhone, iPad. You can podcast. But you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605, on your iPhone or iPad, 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Tuesday, and every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me. What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Luke.
Amazing. The horse fell over. My heart, is he high? Maybe he has some pot. We got to put the horse back. Maybe he had too much stuff on it. Yeah, a shaver, a watermelon, a gun, everything. What the? A black man can only do some merch. Okay, thank you. Country and Western Tuesday, thank you, Hank, of the HankReport.com. Let me go to Bobby out of Florida. Bobby, you're on the air.
Uncle Jesse, I'm glad to talk to you again, brother. How you doing, my man?
All is well, Bobby. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. I was happy and just enjoyed about that, too, because I talked to you about 3 weeks ago. I know, not like I'm not anybody, but we did talk, and you might remember me from 3 or 4 weeks ago. I'm not like, oh, you remember who I am, but just let me give this out for a second, because I know time's constrained. So this is about 3-4 weeks ago now, and I called you, and we were all worried because I was going to be getting evicted, and what was going on is it wasn't because I didn't miss any payments or none. I had it in with these demons next door. It was these.
Let me do it, Bobby, because of time. How's things going now, and what did you call about today?
Okay, what I called about today is you told me, because we were thinking about, you know, getting a hold of a lawyer, fire a missile. Okay, so how's it going today? I can't even believe it myself, Uncle Jesse. So you said, because everybody was expecting me to do something, okay? And you said, okay, this is what you're going to do. I said, what? And you said, do nothing. I said, what do you mean? He said, just do nothing. And so I was like, well, what do you mean? And he told me, just, I hear you. And he said, just listen to me now. Do nothing. And then I was like, okay. And you asked me if I trusted you. And that's why I called you. And I was like, yeah. And we went over through all the scenarios and everything anyway.
So how's it going
And I
now?
Did nothing.
You did
okay,
nothing?
So I did nothing.
And how did it turn out?
I got a brand new apartment. 2.5 miles away from them, the building just opened up. If this would have happened a month earlier, the place wouldn't have been opened. And if this would have happened a month later, every 16 apartments would have been filled. So just great in God's timing. And then me calling you and not going overboard and not firing missiles and me not, you know, going the other way, just doing nothing. And then remember they went Baker after me. They hospitalized me, the people that, but you said, just go along, just go, just let them do what they got to do. You do nothing. And so I let them, you know, not arrest me, but, I got, you know, mentally, for 6 days. I was in the mental hospital. And that just happened, you know, 2.5 weeks ago, and you told me, just do nothing. And then look what happened. And then 5 days ago, I just got in here 5 days ago.
Right.
Hallelujah, glory God.
Well, Bobby, if you just relax and don't overreact and just live one moment at a time with no ideas and no plan, it's just going to get better for you. Don't overreact, all right?
Okay.
All right, thank you, man. Oh, man.
Thank you, Uncle Jesse.
Happy White History Month, Bobby.
Happy White History Month.
Thank you, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Tony out of California. Tony, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Good day, Jesse. How the heck are you?
All is well, Tony. And happy White History Month.
Yeah, it's a beautiful Tuesday. Taco Tuesday today. Taco Tuesday. Thank you, Mexicans.
No, it's White History Month, not Mexican Month.
I was calling to see
Tony,
if we can get our country back. Because
Tony,
the thing is,
Tony,
yes.
It's White History Month, not Mexican Month.
In your mind, it's White History Month. Nobody else celebrating that mess.
That's not true. It's been celebrated around the world, buddy.
Yeah, okay, if you say so. Hey, but the thing is, what's going on in Times Square and all over the country? I see, you know, as I travel through this beautiful country, I see all kinds of billboards on the highway and Times Square. They got Donald Trump. What's up with that?
They got what now?
They got signs of Donald Trump and Ernestine together. And all these young girls like 12 and 14 and 9 years old pictures. They just showing all kinds of pictures of Donald Trump and Ernestine across the country.
And your question is what?
What's going on, man? Why Donald Trump? He said he's going to release the file, but he refused to release that file. Why is
what
that?
What file?
I want my country back.
What file, Tony?
The Ernestine file.
What about him?
When he gonna release it?
You want the Ernestine file, Tony?
When he gonna release
Tony,
it?
Tony,
yes.
Did you say you want the Ernestine file?
I want the files that he said he was gonna release.
And why do you
and
want
he
them?
He hasn't released them.
Why do you want?
Because
them?
I want to see how many times, how much money he donated to that to Ernestine's cause.
And why do you want to see that?
Because I want to make sure that he be prosecuted for his sins.
And why?
Me, why? It's the law. That's why.
Why you want to make sure he prosecuted for his sins? Why you want?
Because it's
why
a,
do you,
it's
Tony,
the law.
From California?
It's the law,
Tony. Why do you, Tony, from California, want to make sure of that?
L-A-W.
Why? Why law. Are you so concerned about that law?
Jester, don't you want the law to be...
You're not answering my question.
I'm asking a question. You said,
no,
why?
No, no.
I told you the law.
Why,
it's the law.
Tony, why is that so concerning for you?
Jester, it's concerning for everybody in America right now.
No, it's not.
Most
people
don't
care too soon. As Trump
yeah,
said, nobody
you don't
give
care
a,
because it's, you're embarrassed behind it. That's
Tony.
Why, that's your great white hope.
Tony,
it's
I'm
going to
ask
predator.
You one more time. I'll let you go. I'm
why
trying to communicate
funny,
with you.
Okay, I'm communicating with
most
you.
Most people do not care about that, so that's a lie. My
how
question
you know that,
is,
Justin?
How will
know?
It benefit you if they, if what, whatever they did over there, how would that help you?
Because it would be another sex predator off the street.
So, and how would that help you?
We don't need a sex predator representing
Tony,
the United
and how
States.
Would that help you?
Because everybody's laughing at us because we got a sex predator for a president.
Tony, who's laughing at you?
The country, the world, the world,
what,
all the countries.
What country laughing at you, Tony?
Ukraine, Israel, Africa, Mexico,
how
Canada.
How do you know they laughing? Tony,
Jamaica,
Tony.
Yes.
How do you know they laughing at you?
They're not laughing at me. They're laughing at our country, bro.
How do you know that?
Because they're talking about it. It's
how do you
all
know?
In the news, Jesse.
How do
it's
you
in
know?
The news.
How do you know?
It's in the news.
But let me... Okay.
Come on, Jesse. Wait,
thank you, Tony.
How are you going to defend
so let me
that?
Ask
where
you
going?
This.
Don't leave.
So
let's
let me
talk
ask,
about it.
Tony.
Yeah.
Calm down. Well, won't you calm down, man? I'm trying to communicate
won't
with you.
Won't you calm down, Jesse?
Bye,
and
Tony.
Talk to me and stop
bye.
Repeating the same thing. Come on, talk.
Bye,
talk,
Tony.
Jesse.
Bye, Tony.
Stay, Jesse. Please stay.
I feel like I'm talking to Maze. Super chat.
Super chat.
And I love Maze. I love Tony too, but Maze, you ain't like Tony. You just speed up. But Tony don't have any sense. He doesn't even know how to communicate. Oh, amazing.
Fazul says, ask.
Ask.
As always, Father bless Jesse and crew.
Thank you. That's amazing. I appreciate it.
Sion says, hi, Jesse. Good morning.
Hey, Sion. How you feeling? Did she have a surgery yet?
I don't know.
Did you have your surgery, Sion? Let me know.
Am I my sister's keeper?
Yeah.
Oh. Thank you, Sion.
You're Sion's keeper for sure.
Indeed.
That's
shout
our,
out.
That's our friend. What the?
Matt, 1776, gifted the cookie. Sorry on the stream reconnection yesterday. Trying to get an update. This is on Pilled. Right, and apparently I have a case of the Mondays yesterday.
Right on.
No more changes for today. Appreciative of everyone's patience while we constantly improve the system on pill.net.
So he own pill?
Yeah.
Right on.
I think so.
Is it working right now?
Seems to be.
Thank you very much. Pill.net. Check it out.
Jesse Lee Peterson on there.
Yeah.
Quentin says, just a reminder, Abraham had a surrogate mother with Hagar after Sarah could not have a baby.
Amazing.
And that was a mess.
It was. How did that turn out? Amazing. Thank you. And so I think they're bringing it up because yesterday we talked about surrogate mothers and there's this incident down in Arcadia, California. And my thing is I thought it was against the law to sell children or something like that. And so on one hand, they said, it's against the law to sell children. But on the other hand, they say you can get pregnant for other people and sell those children to people. I'm confused. Either it's wrong or it's not. Amazing. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. Arcadia, your hometown?
Basically, yeah.
Amazing.
Yep. Beautiful area.
You know those people with the surrogate children?
I wish I did. They seem nice. She wanted a big family. I feel for her.
They found 20 in there.
21.
To, wow, yep. According to the report.
Yeah.
Thank you.
23B Rad, Jesse and crew, your ability to spread truth is so precious and rare. I've watched for about 4 years now. I love you guys. Heart emoji, Brad.
Stay with it. Stay with it. And stay with it, Brad, because the reason you recognize it is because the truth is in you as well. And everybody knows the truth. It's just that most people won't come back to remember the truth, but everybody know it. They know it's the truth. That's why they get mad. Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I have two questions about immigration. Why is it whenever you ask liberals, are you bothered by blacks being affected by illegal aliens? And they always struggle with an answer. And why do liberals don't give white people the same excuses they give illegal aliens? Remember the issue with the white South Africans? Thanks, Mike Young.
Amazing. Thank you. Mind-blowing.
Exactly, man.
Yeah, what a mess.
Mike Young bought another coffee. Hey, James Hake, I personally want you to know that as a black man myself, it really angers me that you people have allowed America to go down the tubes for many years because of the fear of being called racist. And I remember when white Americans had no fear. Now, thankfully, we have white men like yourself and like Trump to stand bold to tell other races that's not white the truth.
That's right, Mike.
Nice.
Amazing. Black. Thank you, Mike.
Jermaine bought a coffee. Good morning, Jesse. Hey, Derek, Nick.
Good morning.
And the rest of the crew, happy White History Month.
July just feels white. Happy 8th year celebration of White History Month.
Jermaine asks, in response to the biblical question, how do you know, how will you know when you're of the truth?
Right. Just it like, doesn't say of the truth.
Oh, yeah. Of truth.
Right.
Just like JLP says, you won't have to think about it. The truth will just work on your behalf. It will reveal things to you, says Jermaine.
Amazing. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
5 coffees from someone. Thank you, Jesse, for what you do. Happy White History Month. What's the difference between my personal wants and what the devil's telling me I want? Emojis.
That's a good question. If you mean personal want, like food, a place to live, and all that, that's fine. You got to provide for yourself. I don't understand the other part of the question, though. And what would this?
And what between personal wants and what the devil telling me that I want?
Whatever your imagination, your thoughts, and emotions are telling you, that's not what you want. Believe me. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you for your coffees. Cesar or Caesar, 3 coffees. Morning, Jesse and crew. That gentleman who randomly walked into church the other day, yesterday he says, but it was 2 days ago now, was probably regretting it after Jesse asked him to come up to the stage laughing. Little did he know he was at the right place at the right time, yeah. Smiling.
I wish him well. Really. He heard the truth. Once you hear the truth, you can't unhear the truth. Amazing. Thank you.
Have a great week, everyone, says Cesar Caesar.
Thank you, you too.
Anthony, getting a lot of commercials on YouTube now? ?
Really? Nice. Thank you. Thank you, Anthony. Amazing.
Well, thank you. It's supportive.
Right on.
Orlando, amazing fellowship, gentlemen. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Kevin, use the pledge drive. We can do this. Use it for the pledge drive. We can do this. Very generous from Kevin. Thank you, sir, on Cash App.
Thank you, Kevin. We got a pledge drive going on, a fundraiser drive, trying to get up to $50,000. Jumping through the summer, pay the bills, and keep lights on until y'all get back. So go to rebuildingdemand.com/donate. I appreciate it.
Eric, 10 coffees, very generous. Nothing about a woman is nurturing. Women encourage the growth and development of hell in their children. Women confuse lying to children as nurture. Food isn't nurture. You feed your child so it doesn't die and you don't go to prison. Nurture is the guidance of a strong father, he says.
Until they start to overcome it, there are ladies around the world who are starting to realize they, too, have to forgive their mothers and their fathers and return to the father. Amazing. I got to stop there.
We'll read more later, guys. Thank you. Y'all.
Amazing. Let me go quickly to first-time caller Billy out of Mississippi. Am I crooked letter, humpback. That's Mississippi. Billy, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
You're so funny. Happy White History Month. How you doing?
All is well, Billy.
Hey, look, because time is short, as you say, I'm going to make this short.
Are you like on a speakerphone or something?
Yes, sir, because my phone don't work. Do you want me to take it off?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on, Billy. Don't hang up. Oh, it doesn't
work. So you can't even... Is that better?
Now it is, yes.
Okay. Because time is short. Look, I'm 52 years old. My wife is 33. Yesterday was my 15th year anniversary. And we have been together 15 years. And look, she had a bad childhood, naturally. And I mean, I say naturally. She just did. Mama, Daddy, I took it on, and I've been hanging on to that for 15 years, and it's been 7 days, and she's gone, and
gone?
I don't know where she's at. Oh. She's gone. I don't know where she's at.
Do you have children with her?
No, thank God.
Okay. So she just left, and what else?
I don't know. I don't know. Where she works at, I called up there, and they don't know either. She just left, man. Dude, I mean, I'm...
So
look,
she,
I know we both had problems. We got issues. But, man, oh, man, you don't... I mean, really?
How long ago she's been gone?
7 days.
And she hasn't showed up to work or anything?
No.
Did you call a missing in person police report?
No, I'm not going to do that because I know what she's doing.
Oh, what is she doing?
I'm not going to say I know that for a fact, but I think she's back on drugs.
Oh, I see. And so has she done this before?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And so your question for me is what?
Man, look, I grew up Baptist. I grew up believing in God and all this, and then all this is happening, and then it's just like, what's going on here?
I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, what's happening here?
What? How do you feel that she's gone? How do you feel about it?
It hurts.
And it hurt in what way?
It hurts my heart because I care about her. At least I think I do. But I've been listening to you, and I'm like, do I really care about her?
Why would you hurt because someone has gone, because someone left you? Why would that bother you at all? What's wrong with you that you hurt? You're hurt because another person decided they wanted to leave.
Because I'm trying to help them.
But what gives you the right to try to help somebody when you can't even help yourself? You haven't hurt. You're having pain on somebody else leaving, and you say you're trying to hurt, but you can't even help yourself. You have pain.
Yeah.
So why do you think you can help somebody? Why are you trying to help someone? You don't have the authority or the power to help anyone. You can't even help yourself, Billy.
I love people. I want to love people. I want to care about people. I want.
Why?
Because that's what God, why not?
Why? Tell me why.
Why not?
No. Why do you want all that?
Because that's where I was raised, man.
But look how it turned it out. Well, that's the right way that you should have been raised?
Apparently, they ain't turning out too good.
And so it must not be the right way then. They taught you wrong.
Man, you know what? You know what I did? I did what you said. I forgave my mom. I forgave my daddy. He died when I was 15. I'm 52. And I forgave him. I said, I know you did, daddy, but I forgive you.
Right on.
I forgive you for dying. My stepfather's the greatest person that God ever put in my life. He's been so good to my mama. And but, to be honest with you, this is, I'm 15. My brothers are 13 and 10. I'm the oldest of three children, and all three of us have been married and divorced at least twice.
What a mess.
And
what did your mother say when you went and forgave her?
And she actually was okay with it. It was so cool.
Right on. Most mothers would not do that.
Good. It worked out really good.
So, Billy, why do you want to help people? Why do you want to love people? Why do you want that?
Because God put us here to do that.
No, he didn't.
He didn't?
No.
Why not?
Why do you want it so bad? You're not able to help anyone. Why? And how you don't even know how to help people because you can't even help yourself yet. Why not work on you first?
You just said it, man. I got to work on me. That's it. That's it, period.
Have you noticed you can't even help yourself?
Yeah.
So what made you want, and why do you think you can help someone else? Look at your situation now with this woman, according to what you've said. You're trying to help this woman, and all she's doing is destroying you. She's not even trying to help herself.
You're right. You're right. I'm sorry, but you're right. That's it.
You don't have an eye or no one have the ability to help anybody. We can't even help ourselves. We need the help of God in order to come overcome ourselves. How do we think that we can help someone? And just think about this. God is God, and God can do whatever you want. He's not bothering those people that don't want help. He leaves them in their misery. He leaves them in their hell.
Yeah.
Are you better than God?
No.
So why don't you stop playing God?
Okay. I'm gonna stop doing it, man.
And then this woman, you're not missing this woman because of her and thinking of her. You're missing that woman for you. If she come back, you will feel better. You're not in a doubt about her because if you had real love, you would let this woman go to hell. And just wish her well in her own hell, be done with her. It's all about you. It's not about her at all.
So I want my wife to go to hell.
No, you want her back so it can make you feel good.
Yeah, you're right.
And you lie and say, well, I want her back. I want to help. I really want to love her. I want to help. It's all about you because she came back. You'll feel better, but it won't make things better. You'll just feel better temporarily.
Now, you're right. You're right. So I'm living in hell.
Yes.
Okay. I'm living in hell.
Yes.
And I don't have to.
No.
How do I not live in hell?
By overcoming the hell in you. Become aware of the hell inside of you. Just be aware of it, and you will overcome it. And then you will go through hell and end up in heaven right here on earth.
I'm going through hell. Ain't no doubt about it. So apparently I'm going to end up in heaven.
But you got to go through it being aware of it, and don't be angry. Do nothing about it. And
There you go. You said it. Don't be angry.
Right.
Hey, I've had so much anger in my heart, Brother Jesse. That it's almost to a point where I have so much hate because I'm so angry.
Yeah,
and that makes me a murderer. That makes me a murderer.
You're just like your mother.
Yeah, thank God I forgave her.
Yeah, absolutely. But you, wherever this woman God, you wish her well and you be done with her.
Man, I don't want to be done with her. I say I love her, but apparently I don't.
You don't love her. You only have that emotional love that benefits your ego. It does nothing for her. You don't love her at all because if you loved her, you would not try to help her.
Really?
Yeah, really.
That's awesome. Look,
hold,
thank
hold,
you.
Hold on, Bill. I do have one other question for you. Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this.
I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. All right, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773, a spiritual battle. It has nothing to do with color. We have been taught wrong. And you're never going to live up to what you have been taught because it's wrong teaching. Why not let it go? Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com, from 9 to 11. And then the American Anchor, baby. From 11 to 1 p.m., right after the Hake Report, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And you can call in to those shows. Amazing. And if you need counseling, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven by phone, Skype, or walk-in. I do it myself. And so go to Rebuilding the Man Family and Individual Counseling. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to make a reservation, a counseling appointment. And be patient. You got to believe I'm booked to the max. And but sometimes people cancel or reschedule. We get you in and we try to get you in as soon as possible. All right? So be patient. I want to go quickly back to Billy. Billy, according to Billy, his wife left. She gone again. And, Billy, you said, are you there, Billy?
Yes, sir.
You said in your opening something like you are a Christian or you believe in God or something like that?
Well, I mean, I was born a Christian, you know. I say born a Christian. I was raised in the Baptist church. My daddy died when I was 15 years old. And, you know, after that, things fell apart. They really did, for the most part, because I went to a private school. You know, Daddy tried to, we went to a school where we was trying to be taught right. I say right. And,
but
next thing I know, I'm going to a junior college, and I ain't ever been around black people. And next thing I know, my world went to hell. And I say went to hell. It didn't go to hell. It was absolutely fantastic. I loved it. I mean, really, I really did because I got to meet new people. But, you know, I was kind of, what would you call it? Kind of pretty, what's the word? I mean, we were not. He just tried to keep us safe from the world, I guess you would say.
And when you met,
you know, this was 1988.
When you met black people, what happened?
Do what? I loved them.
And why?
Because they're people.
Why did you love them?
Because I love black people. I love white people. I like everybody.
Oh, okay.
That's the way I was born and raised.
But let me ask you this, though. You were a Baptist Christian, right?
Well, I thought I was.
And did you think that you believe in God?
Say it again?
Did you believe in God?
Yes.
And why do you think you believed in God?
Because, I mean, how can you not? I mean, when you open your eyes and you look at this world, how can you not believe there's a God?
And why did, I didn't ask, so you believe there is a God, but you didn't believe in God, right?
Yes.
And so, do you believe in God now?
Yes.
And how do you know you believe in him now?
Because I have to.
Why?
I mean, you know what? I don't have to. I choose to.
And why?
Because I know God is real.
And how, so what good has it done you to believe in God?
Well, I mean, you know, that's a good question. It hadn't done me any good, but at the same time, it's done me a whole lot of good because I know without a shadow of a doubt my daddy is in heaven.
What good has it done you all of your life to believe in God?
that's pretty confusing.
What's confusing?
It hadn't done me any good. Okay? That's the straight truth.
And so, if it hasn't done you any good, why do you think you believe in him?
Well, I mean, why? How can you not?
How can you not what?
Believe in God.
But you don't believe in him. You said it has done you no good. Why believe in a God that is doing you no good?
So, what?
Well, let me ask it this way. Why haven't you questioned your life all these years? If I believe in God, why am I so miserable? Why am I so emotional? Why am I so lost? Why do I get into all kinds of mess? Why haven't you questioned that if you believe in God?
Because I'm an alcoholic.
That's why you haven't questioned it?
Do what?
That's why you haven't questioned why do I say I believe in God? I get in all this mess. Why haven't you questioned that?
I don't know.
And you say now you say you're an alcoholic?
No, the world tells me one.
Are you an alcoholic? I mean, do you?
Yes. And, according to the world.
And then your wife was a drug addict?
Yes.
So your wife a drug addict and you're an alcoholic?
Yes.
Did you do drugs too?
No. Well, I used to, but I don't no more.
Oh, okay. And so, how were you going to help your wife then?
I can't. But, I mean, she just up and left, man.
Do you blame her?
No.
And why not?
Because I just don't, man. You're right.
That was a
question. I don't blame her. Sir?
That was a question.
Okay.
Why would she stay with a man that cannot point the way that is not the light of the family?
You're right. That's it.
No, that was a question.
Okay. She can't.
So why don't you let her go and forget about her and just work on you?
Man, that's what I got to do, apparently.
Why have you done that?
Because I try. I just keep trying, man. I keep trying.
What?
I mean, I think I love her. I love her?
No, you hate her. You only use her for your ego gratification. If you loved her, you would think or feel nothing about her leaving. You would be at total peace. if you've been married 800 years and she decided to leave, okay, bye. But you don't love her because it's about you, your ego. It's abnormal for any human being to feel anything about anyone coming and going in out of their lives. You don't love her.
So I don't love her.
No, you don't have love, Billy.
All right.
Because if you loved her, why would you feel pain that she's gone?
Never thought about it like that.
And the answer is what?
I don't have an answer. Right. So I don't have an answer.
So here's what I recommend. You want to know God?
Yes.
You really want to know him?
Yes.
Because you can know him. Believing him is not knowing him. Believing him is just like believing about Martin Luther King and other people. It does nothing for you. But if you want to know
him. Man, I've heard you say that. Wow, that's amazing.
But if you want to know him, you can know him. My children shall know me, he says. You want to know
him? You know what's amazing? You said you can't believe in God and know him at the same time. No, you can't do that.
Right. If you want to know God, you got to forget about him.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You got to let go of belief and all of that. And then you shall know him. You got to let go of all your ideas about him, everything you read about him, and then watch the hell in you. Be aware of the hell in you, because it's the light of the God who will allow you to see the darkness in you, and he will take away the darkness. Then you will know God. But you didn't die from your ego. This idea you have love, you don't have love. You only have hate. And that's why you play God. Oh, I love everybody. I want to save everybody. I want to help. I want to do this. It's just all ego.
You're right, man.
And it's all about you because you feel good when you help. You feel this when they come back. You feel it's all about you. You need to die from the ego. So let that
man,
woman.
So
what?
I appreciate that. Thank you so much for saying that.
So
that's real.
Let that woman go. Wish her well. Don't be angry at her. She got her own hell. She had it when you met her. You had your hell when you met. She met you, and two devils came together and fought.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. We've been fighting for 15 years.
That's what devils do in all marriages.
So, do you believe in the afterlife?
Who?
Do you believe in the afterlife?
What afterlife?
I mean, hell or heaven.
Oh, I'm trying to do now life. I'm not thinking about the afterlife. I'm trying to make now life.
Why
are you thinking about the afterlife when you got to live now?
That's a good question. But, I mean, when you
die. You haven't even figured out now.
You're right. But, I mean, is there an afterlife, yes or no?
What I recommend is, still, you think about afterlife, why don't you live now? And then whatever's to come, you'll be ready for it. You should think about now, not about what can come. Take no thought about after. Don't be double-minded. You live now. You work on living now. And let God's will be done. So here's what I recommend, Billy. Are you doing the silent prayer?
No, but I've been,
suffer
been listening
and
to
die.
You. What?
Suffer and die then. What the?
That's what I'm doing, but I don't want to.
So why don't you do the silent prayer so you can come out of your head?
I'm gonna start doing it, Brother Jesse.
All right, do the silent prayer. Be aware of the thoughts. Practice being present. Forget about that woman, and you live your life. And let the truth take care of you.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, sir.
And stop lying to yourself. You don't love that woman. It's all about you. Your ego. You just want something to make you feel good.
You're right.
Let me know how it goes.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
Because of time, y'all have a good day.
That's right. Because of time, I got to go.
God bless you, my friend.
You too, Billy. 888-7753-773. Beth from Kansas. Beth, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Oh, happy White History Month.
Thank you.
I just wanted to answer the biblical question.
How will you know when you're of truth?
I'll know when I don't have an argument in my head.
You know,
I won't have an argument in my head. It'll just be, you know, it'll be a real clear.
Amazing.
As far as what, yeah. So.
Do you live are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
I am, but I have not increased the time. I'm still at like 5-10 minutes.
And why is that?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
Not that it's bad. 5 or 10 minutes is better than nothing. Believe me.
But yeah, it's just something I've got to fall into, I guess.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and it will work itself out for you, really. It really will.
Okay. All right, because it's the thing. It's definitely the thing.
And the reason it's the thing is because you want to get to a place in life, and you will if you stay with it, where you want to always be present. You want to be conscious and not unconscious. You want to be awake and not asleep. And God said to pray without ceasing, meaning to always be present, because if you're not, you're going to slip into darkness, and darkness will consume you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And matter of fact, one of the greatest sins is to forget. When you forget to be present, it's a great sin because you're in darkness. You're in hell again.
Okay.
But right. Thank you for responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Thanks so much, Jesse, and everyone. Thank you. All right.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome. And stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Amazing. Let me go to Super Chat real fast here. I'm going to catch up with some Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Lori bought 3 coffees answering to the amen to church, by the way. Biblical question.
Amen to what?
To church.
Right on.
Answer to the biblical question.
How will you know when you're of truth?
When I don't identify with being of truth. Truth is showing me light, but I have to drop being a witness or seeker as well. Even being nothing is still another identity. This is so deep, says Lori.
Right on. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus says, tremble before him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. 1 Chronicles 16:30 NIV. It's flat and not moving. In the word, he says.
Oh, so he's a flat earther?
It might be.
Oh. I think I mentioned this yesterday. I heard recently that long time ago, that people thought the earth was flat.
I don't know if that's true. I learned that in school.
Right.
But, and then that Christopher Columbus knew that it was round, and that's why he knew that he could go around the world.
Right.
But he didn't know that the new world was in the way.
And then they found out that it were round.
Yeah, they knew that it was round. I mean, they
thought it was flat.
Round. I don't know.
Yeah. This was like one of those, you know, like, reports that they give you, like history reports or something you see on TV. And a long time ago, people, not all people, of course,
right,
but most people thought it was flat.
I
And they found out it was round. They're like, what the? Oh, amazing. Thank you, though.
I think people who observed the heavens realized that it was round pretty quickly. But anyway, Tim Scott says, female Monday drama. Nice.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
That's the real Tim Scott, not to be confused with the rhino.
Are you still around? That Republican black guy.
He got married.
Oh, Lord.
To that white gal.
On his knees.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Thank you.
That was over on Cash App. That's Bond JLP. Jeremy on X. Jesse, I was hurt while at work. Head injury. Listening to you a couple months, never believed in God, but I can feel what you're saying. Somehow you get through to me. Problem is, I'm still struggling with the silent prayer. Instead of letting everything go, I feel like I keep thinking I'm in control of this. I can't let go. I feel that if I could get it right, I could work on it, but I just can't get past it, he says.
Well, just relax and let go. Don't struggle with anything. You can't do anything about anything. And so the whole purpose of the silent prayer is for you to calm down and let go. Just be aware is all you have to do. Be aware of them. Just be aware. And the awareness changes everything. The power is in awareness. So let it go. Don't struggle, all right? I wish you well. Thank you.
Fazul, about colonizers. My neighbor said I colonized the laundry room when I used two machines. What the? Best wishes raising 50K, Jesse.
Right on. Thank you. Go to rebuildingaman.com/donate. We have a fun driver going on right now. Thank you.
Very nice. Jed, welcome, new JLP show member on YouTube.
Thank you. What's his name?
Jed.
Thank you, Jed. I appreciate it.
Freddie, can females do anything right?
Yes.
Face palm.
Yes.
U.S. flag. What a mess.
I see it all the time. Ladies who are waking up, they're overcoming female nature and becoming a woman. They have the same power we have. What the? Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. Monday. Come on, ladies. Keep it modest.
What's up with the ladies? Everywhere they go, they're half naked. And then if they're not half naked, they have on these little skin-tight pants. And what's wrong, lady? Why are you so insecure? Oh, amazing. Overcome it. Be independent.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oshkosh, the JLP show is absolutely amazing, he says.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Cornerstone, what a mess.
What a mess!
JV, the great three coffees, Antoinette, yesterday caller, needs to realize that just because something has been normalized in society, that doesn't make it right. A lot of negative things have been normalized. Human nature is wicked, so of course anger would appear to be normalized.
Yeah. Danger, that is such a good point. They talk about illegal aliens normal now in our country.
Yeah.
What the? Oh, amazing.
10 coffees from Ella. Jesse, you are truly a light in this dark world. You have helped me see the truth in myself. Thank you.
Stay with it, and the truth will make you free. I got to take a break.
We'll read the rest later,
okay,
guys.
Okay, I got to take a break. When I come back, folks, straight to your calls, all right? Add more of your super chat. Hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. We'll be right back.
serious mess going on in the world. But we are making America healthy again, or at least our greatest president, Trump, and RFK Jr. are making America healthy again. They say, eat right. And by the way, no more food stamps for many of you. No more food stamps for you. Snap. And a FEMA guy resigned. That sounds like mess. And rest in peace to, as you heard in the first hour here, and yesterday on the Haik Report, thank you, JLP, for the tip, Malcolm Jamal Warner, the Theo from The Cosby Show. He died, drowned in a riptide or something like that. Crazy. And Shannon Sharp settled a sexual smear suit. It's terrible. And by the way, people are all mad because Colbert got canceled. I'm not laughing at him. I'm laughing with him. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Happy White History Month, July 22nd, AD 2025. The lines are full, but you can call in every so often, okay? Just in case a line opens up. It is Haik News, Not Fake News. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports on food benefits. Our greatest president, Trump's administration, has said that healthy eating is a priority. It's Make America Healthy Again, MAHA report even cited poor diet as a cause of childhood illnesses and chronic diseases. Yet, our greatest president Trump's big, beautiful bill, which he signed into law on the 4th of July, happy Independence Day and White History Month, will make it harder for people to qualify for the free food. Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, which is food stamps. By expanding existing work requirements. You got to go to work. Anyway, the law also cut $186 billion, or about 20%, of the food assistance program's budget through 2034. Very good news. The Commie Nonsense Network is trying to pretend like it's not. According to an analysis by the CBO, Congressional Budget Office, that means about 3 million people will lose their SNAP benefits, and they will become productive members of society again, maybe. Millions more will see their benefits reduced. Also good for them, right? Without that assistance, many Americans will have a harder time accessing, communist buzzword, nutritious food, they claim. You can use SNAP on such crap. Sorry, kids. People are going to have to rely on cheaper food, which we know is more likely to be processed, less healthy, so claims Kate Bauer. That's not true. I save so much money when I eat healthfully. Just go to the grocery store. Anyway, she's an associate professor of nutritional sciences at University of Michigan. Of course, they cite a female expert. And FEMA, the head of FEMA's Urban Search and Rescue Branch, resigned on Monday. Ken Pagurek, P-A-G-U-R-E-K. His departure comes less than 3 weeks after a delayed FEMA response to catastrophic flooding in central Texas was caused by bureaucratic hurdles. Pagurek told colleagues that he was frustrated by the Trump administration's efforts to dismantle FEMA. Oh, so he was he digging his feet in just to be obstinate? But the delay in approval for his team to respond swiftly to the flooding was the tipping point that led to his decision. Sounds like he doesn't want to take responsibility, maybe. Ken Pagurek, but maybe I'm wrong, who spent more than a decade with FEMA's Urban Search and Rescue Branch, including about a year as its chief, he joins dozens of other high-ranking officials to leave the agency. He joins them to leave? Doesn't make sense. Since our greatest president, Trump, took office, draining the swamp, they are self-deporting out of the government. These trashy people. Anyway, Emmy-nominated actor and Grammy-winning musician, did you know he won a Grammy? Malcolm Jamal Warner died on Sunday in a drowning accident in Costa Rica, 54 years old, New Jersey native, in his early teens when he shot to stardom playing Theodore, in the NBC sitcom The Cosby Show. Great show. The show, pretty good, right? The show was a touchstone for many in Gen X, which I thought it was Gen X. Until I found out I'm a millennial. I'm James Haik. Now back to JLP. Hour three.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning again. Hi, y'all. Happy White History Month. July just feels white. What the? Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a juicy, a mamma mia, a hola, a como te levo. How will you know when you're of truth? The biblical question. A como te levo, biblical question. How will you know when you're of truth? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you are out and about and you would like to listen to the show, but you got to make, you know, you got to go work out. It's early. You got to make breakfast. You got to take your children to the public school because you hate them. And the kids don't give you enough. They don't recognize you being good. So you go to work. So you can be stroked, your ego can get praise at work. So you send the kids off to suffer. Whatever you're doing, you could be listening. Podcast, but you could be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Tuesday. It's the third hour of the show on Tuesday. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me. What the? Me. Who let the dogs out? Amazing. A spiritual battle. No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Debbie Dadism, white supremacism, or Alawabaism, or antisemitism. No isms. Those are made up words, and they are lying words to keep you away from the truth. The truth is, you're either of good or you're of evil. And everybody is of evil until you admit that you are with yourself. I am evil. I don't want to be evil. This is horrible. I got to go and forgive. And then you go and forgive. You start the ball rolling and you start to overcome evil with good. But not your goodness. Only the good of truth. Words are just made up to deceive you. Words are made up to try to hurt you, and they can and they will if you have an ego. If you have not overcome the ego, you're subject to words. And the children of the lie, they'll make up, every day they make up new words to keep you in darkness, to get an overreaction from you. You don't understand the depths of human nature, how evil it is. And they always pretending to help you, and it's never about you. It's always about themselves. They are narcissistic. Every human being with anger, resentment, which is the same as anger, is narcissistic. It's all about them. It's never about their children or anyone else. I was talking to Billy. Hey, Billy, out of Mississippi. He was right. He thought, oh, I love her. He doesn't. It was all about himself. And he now realized that he can be free now. Human beings, you can bank on this. Human beings do not love one another, and they are incapable of loving one another. You can't love one another with your nature. You only hate, and you call hate love. Why do you think marriages don't work? When they first get together, oh, it's so nice. I love her, and she loved me, and thank God, and it's from God. And it seems all real because it feels good, thrills. And you associate that with love. And then you get married. Sometimes nowadays, the hell come out before marriage. And then you get married. And then you fight. Well, I thought you loved me. Well, how we used to treat you? You used to buy me flowers. Oh, yeah, you used to make me dinner, honey. And now you fight. And you call love hate. And you call hate love. Nobody get married in love. You get married in faith, feeling love, but it's hate. And then you fight. And then you cry. And then you cry. And then you cry. The night after the honeymoon, you cry. You wake up the next morning and you go, what the? Who is this? The woman does and the man does. Who did I do? What the? And then you cry. But you can wipe away your all of your tears and your heartache can be wiped away. But you gotta admit you're evil. Stop playing the game with your own life and be made free. And the truth shall make you free. And the truth shall make you free. That saying is so powerful. It made you want to holler. And the Christians say it all the time, but they have no idea what they're talking about because they're saying it and they're not free. And the truth shall make you free. And when you're of the truth, you will overcome words. And these children of the lie who try to hurt you with words won't be able to touch you. They won't be able to touch you. But until then, you're going to be affected by words. And the children of the devil pretend they love you and they want to help you. This is for you. It's racism, so we're going to save you from racism. When they're really using you for power, perceived power, because they're not real power. The devil has been defeated. And money is never about you. A perfect example. From NBC News. Down in Jacksonville, Florida, police officer was stripped of his duties on Monday after a video online showed the white officer punching a black man in the face during a traffic stop back in February. Why is this from ABC News?
The video shows deputies beating and punching William McNeil Jr., who says it happened back in February, but he's releasing the video now. Here's a portion of it.
When he pulled me over, he walked up, opened my door because my window don't work, right? Okay. And then I said, so what I did wrong?
Yeah.
He said, well, for one, your headlights are off under this weather. I'm like, okay. There's multiple people headlights off, okay, first of all. And then there's no rain.
It doesn't matter. You're still required to have headlights on.
Can you pull that law up?
Huh?
Can you pull that law up?
Yeah, when you step out of the car, I will.
Can you call your supervisor? Can you call your supervisor?
All right, go for it.
Exit the vehicle now. Exit the vehicle. Show me your hands.
Here. I'm here. What is your reason, sir?
Step out.
What is your reason?
Step out now.
All right.
Amazing.
Well, we don't know what happened before the camera started recording, but civil rights attorneys Harry Daniels and Ben Crump are now representing McNeil. In a statement, they said it should be obvious to anyone watching this video that William McNeil wasn't a threat to anyone. He was calmly exercising his constitutional rights, and they beat him for it.
Amazing. You told Harpo to beat me. All my life, I've been beat by the police. I ain't gonna take it no more. Hank, I need you here for a minute, my expert, and the anchor baby. Another expert on the JLP show here. Before I put my little two cents in, I really want to hear from them. I have not said expressed to them at all as to what I thought about this thing. I really want to know. As a matter of fact, I haven't seen it until right now. When my producer mentioned we would prepare for the show this morning, he told me about this story, but I have not seen it. So Hake is of the Hake Report and one of the experts of the Jesse Lee Peterson show here. And then over there is the American Anchor Baby, the host of the American Anchor Baby show, a little sleepy, and an expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And he has his hair growing now, so he looks a little Jewish, but an expert. Did you see that video, Hake?
No, I listened to it, though.
Oh, I want you to see it.
Okay.
Let's be playing it from ABC News.
Video shows deputies beating and punching William McNeil Jr., who says it happened back in February, but he's releasing the video now. Here's a portion of it.
When he pulled me over, he walked up, opened my door because my window don't work, right? Yeah. And then I said, so what I did wrong?
Yeah.
He said, well, for one, your headlights are off under this weather. I'm like, okay. There's multiple people headlights off,
okay,
first of all.
And then there's
no rain.
It doesn't matter. You're still required to have headlights on.
Can you pull that law up?
Huh?
Can you pull that law up?
Yeah, when you step out of the car, I will.
Can you call your supervisor?
Huh?
Can you call your supervisor?
All right, go for it.
Exit the vehicle now. Whoa. Exit the vehicle.
Whoa.
Show me your hands.
Here.
I'm here. What is your reason, sir? Step out. Step out.
What is your reason?
Step out now.
All right.
Get on the ground.
Oh, no.
Get on the ground.
No, don't.
Get on the ground.
Amazing.
Well, we don't know what happened before the camera started recording, but civil rights attorneys Harry Daniels and Ben Crump are now representing McNeil. In a statement, they said it should be obvious to anyone watching this video that William McNeil wasn't a threat to anyone. He was calmly exercising his constitutional rights, and they beat him for it.
Well, hot board, beat me. Anchorman, what do you think about that video? How do you respond to that?
I'm not entirely sure what happened before, but all I saw was it looked like police giving him a lawful order and him not complying with it. I'm not entirely sure what exactly happened. And you do have some leeway. I don't know exactly, but you have some leeway as a cop to even use force, you know, if you think he wasn't complying or anything. I mean, there were two big hits to the face. I mean, if we want to nitpick, I personally don't feel the need to nitpick. I think what I saw was fine. Lawful order was given. You're allowed to, like, break the window and get him out. And then you can nitpick on the punches, but I wouldn't. But anyways,
sorry,
that's what I'm saying.
I can't help it. Sometimes I laugh. Anchor Baby,
you got an ass high or something?
Who, me?
Uh-huh.
I hope not.
You have that thing that makes you laugh when sometimes you just don't know why you're laughing?
Well, don't call it Alzheimer's.
Asheimer. Asperger.
Oh, okay. I'm okay with that one.
You have Asperger?
No, that didn't exist when I was a kid.
It only exists now?
Yeah.
So Asperger just came about recently?
It really exploded recently.
Really?
At least that's what it seems like.
Everybody, they mama got Asperger.
Mm-hmm.
But baby Jessica's daddy.
Yeah. I don't have Asperger's. I just have issues.
Anyway, I'm sorry. He interfered.
No, I'm done.
Oh, you're done.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't even think the punches were... I don't even want to do that. Please.
What's your expert opinion of that video?
It seemed like two parties, because there was a group of men in the among the police and the guy having a manly disagreement. And it was interesting seeing how that guy acted. He didn't seem surprised when he didn't even flinch when they broke the window. he barely flinched when they hit him across the face after they had broken the window and hit him through the window or through the door or whatever. And didn't he show his hands after the being hit? I don't know. It was a very interesting video for the reason of how he was conducting himself. There is something about blacks and people who are kind of defiant that wants the cops to be mad, it seems like. Like when Tony from California calls, it's like he wants you to get mad. When Obama used to troll us, I felt like Obama trolled the Tea Party. It was like he wanted us to be mad so that we could act out and look wrong.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And Anchorman, what do you think about now, according to that report, Benjamin Crump and the NAACP coming in to save him?
That particularly, okay, there's something we really are dumbing down in a big way, in that you could say things like, it's a constitutional right to what? You're saying his constitutional right to... That what was violated here? It's unclear. You know, what I'm trying to say is that you have to really dumb things down to be able to say such a statement, right? To say, it's clear his constitutional rights were violated. And then you're going to have the internet say, yeah, it's clear his constitutional rights. Nobody really thinking about what they're saying. All right. I don't think it's his constitutional right to, what, to go against a lawful order. I don't know if that's what happened, but that's what it seems like it happened to me.
It looked like his face might have been violated. I don't know if it was a lawful order. I don't know what a lawful order really is, but it was an order to get out of the car. Get out of the car. But they want to be asserting their rights when the crime is out of control. They don't know what this guy's going to do. I don't know. I don't have an opinion on the punch. I kind of lean towards
a bunch of footage, and so I'm no expert. I'm not at all, but I've just seen a bunch of like film, like police videos, like, and I hear them when they say to them, get out of the car. They always say that's a lawful order. I didn't hear it here, but they're like, get out of the car. I'm telling you a lawful order. Like, I don't have to get out of the car. They're like, no, that's a lawful order. You do have to get out of the car. And about the punches, all the film I saw. Again, it's just videos I've seen, but. When they're not acting out, punching them is usually pretty strongly frowned upon. So that first punch could have been like he wasn't really doing anything. And then when he got up and he's up there, he's like, wait, hold on. Maybe that could be constituted as pulling around a bit. You could punch him there. But that's kind of my thinking on it.
Amazing.
From just watching videos.
And what do you think about, because of time, the NAACP and Benjamin Crump coming in to save him?
I was judging with words, eyes, looks, emotions.
And gestures.
Gestures and thoughts. I can't help but really just scoff and hate. Sorry. I know it's wrong. But any mention of Crump is... He's never on the right side. Yeah. You know, it's not like we should be taking sides against him. But he's never right.
I was talking about words and how the children of the lot, evil people, use words to control you in order to get perceived power and money. This is a good example of that. So just imagine. So the police said that apparently down in Florida when there's foggy and stuff like that, whatever, the weather is a little different, you're supposed to have your headlights on, right?
Yep.
So just imagine if this guy didn't have his headlights on and the police stopped him and said, why are you stopping me? He lets everybody stop you because you didn't have your headlights on. You have these. Oh, okay. Okay. And they're like, okay, key, we need to see ID. Get out of the car. And what do you think, how that situation would have turned out if the black guy said, okay, here are my hands. I'll show my ID. I'm getting out of the car. How do you think that situation would have turned out?
Just fine and smooth and without incident.
And what are the cops supposed to do when you don't follow the order of the cops? You're going to sit there. That dummy don't know anything about no law. They got black. He wouldn't know the law if it smacked him in the face. Oh, can you show me that law?
He looked educated.
Yeah, right. But it don't matter. He still doesn't know the law.
Yeah.
But, and then, what, if this whole story is true the way we just saw it, what Ben Crump and the NAACP saving this guy from? It was obvious to me, based on just the video I've seen, I don't know, I went there, the guy didn't obey what the cops asked him to do. Why not, if Ben Crump truly care about black people, why not tell the guy, why didn't you follow the order of the cop? Black people have been taught not to follow the instructions of the police officers when they're stopped.
And they play innocent when they're resisting. They, like, stiff body. And yeah. They're like, I'm not resisting, but they are.
And they've been told, if you don't have to listen to them. They're racist. Police abuse. You don't have to listen. And now the people, because they don't have self-control of their own life, they listen to the lies that they need to fight with the cops. What do you expect going to happen? When they stop you, put your hands on the steering wheel. Why do you have to teach adults this? Put your hand on the steering wheel. Let your window down. The cop said, well, you stop, sir or ma'am, because of this. Oh, okay. Show your ID. And if you have complaints later, go down to the courthouse, file complaints. You're putting the cop's lives at risk and everything. They don't know what you got a gun or what. And you fighting with them? What do you expect the cops to do? Where's common sense? It's Bill Crump. Whatever his name is. Billy Crump.
Ben Crump. Benjamin Crump.
And the NAACP waiting in the wing. They love mess like this because it's money and power for them. Perceived more, power.
More anti-police brainwashing.
Yeah. They want these things to happen. Why don't you take control of your own life? Anybody that see that, just based on what we saw right there, again, I wasn't there when the thing started or anything, but the guy wasn't getting out of the car. Even when they were breaking the window, he's sitting there looking stupid.
Recording it. Wanted right. to get famous and get... His window wouldn't let down. He said his window didn't work.
I bet he's working now.
Yeah.
So was he recorded or a police
camera? He recorded it.
Oh. What a mess, huh? Mm-hmm. Black people, stop it. You have these black female at the airport fighting. Naked. Darn near naked. One other quick thing. So this is evil. Human nature is evil. Why not take control of your own life, men and women? You are your own world. Why not control your own world? Crime through the roof. In L.A., California, period. And Carrie Bass don't want any police around. She doesn't want the military around. She doesn't want ICE around because she doesn't want crime to stop. That's the real reason.
Communists.
That's the real reason. I want you to watch this around the world. Everybody and their mama need to see this. Fox 11 is reporting a mob of thieves tried to break into an Anaheim jewelry store with sledgehammers and pickaxes until the owner fired a warning shot at them. Watch this from Fox 11.
This was very intense. In that surveillance video, you can see at least 20 people trying to bust through this door right here, many with sledgehammers, until someone inside fired back. A violent would-be smash-and-grab robbery stopped in seconds.
Every single one of them is covered in black from head to toe.
Watch again as at least 20 people wearing hoodies Thursday evening in Anaheim get out of five cars and swarm like hungry bees outside Elmira Jewelry.
When I watch the window, I see many people. I can't count it.
Inside, store employees run for cover, while outside, thieves with sledgehammers and bags try busting in until this moment, one gunshot, and everyone scrambles.
I take my gun, I shoot one bullet, I scare him, he moves it, and the problem is done.
A month ago, thieves stole millions from a jewelry store across the street. From there, watch this, from Boss.
The owner doesn't want to show his face on camera for safety reasons, but he and his attorney called the shot self-defense.
He's willing to protect his business at all costs.
About a month ago, another robbery right across Brookhurst. Thieves driving a vehicle right through Bassan Jewelry, stealing millions. Two people arrested nearby, but the other getaway cars still missing. The owner adding new security measures, telling us off camera the crooks stole more than $3 million worth of jewelry.
Everybody should be vigilant and careful. If they notice anything suspicious, they should speak, they should report so that, you know, everybody's safe.
Amazing. What do you say?
That's mess. It's out. And that's Orange County. What, that was down in Anaheim.
Right.
Pretty sort of a
white
nice area.
White folks there used to be.
Mm-hmm. Now it's Muslims, but... those are well-to-do Muslims who are honest businessmen, I'll call it. But that's crazy. I'm glad that guy was able to run them off on across the street. But that's, it's so infuriating how they've been encouraged to go out of control like that.
And you notice how they all ran when there was a gun around.
Yeah.
So the answer is, since they've defunded the police, the answer is to you protect your own business. You have a right to protect your own business. Because they know this is what Carrie Bass wants, defund the police. And she doesn't care that they break into your jewelry store, your home, or anywhere. That's what she wants. And hey, they're a communist. Look, guys, they took off like Natigo and Noah. Can you say Second Amendment? Gavin and Karen, they don't want the police out there. They don't want you to have peace. They want you afraid. What a mess, Anchor Baby. What a mess.
Anaheim's mayor is Ashley Aitken.
Anaheim has a female mayor?
Anaheim has a female mayor. Well, assumed office in 2022.
It's over for Anaheim. What a mess. Huh? Defund the police so that this can happen. They don't care that your business are being destroyed. And in L.A., it's all over the place. It really is. What did Derek say?
Derek says, I'll solve all this. Vote for me when I run.
That's right. Be black. But what a mess, huh? A one shot, and they just scattered. But if that guy had not had protection, a gun, imagine what would have happened. Well, don't imagine. I don't want you out of pain. But this is what's happening, folks. It's evil. Your government is against you, especially the Democrats and the rightos. They are not for you. Carrie Bass don't want, oh, they need to send all the military back home. They need to go back to where they came from. Karen doesn't want... there are people who doesn't want you to be... have self-control. She doesn't want you to be in control of your business. The fire, when they had those fires, most of those homes have not been built. And they're having a hard time getting approved or license or whatever. 888-7753-773. When I come back, folks, your phone calls... and the treasure chest is now open on D-Live along with Scratch Off on Pure.net. Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. Okay, folks, welcome back. Check out our challenge grant. I mean, our fundraiser drive we have going on. We need to raise up to $50,000 or more, and there's a family that's going to help us. They challenged me, hey, Jesse, I'll give you up to $50,000 because you've helped me if you could raise $50,000. So go to help you through the summer. We understand you still got to pay the bills. And you've helped us, so we want to help back. Go to rebuildingaman.com/rebuildingaman.com. Oh, hold on a minute, folks. rebuildingaman.com/donate. rebuildingaman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663, all right? Or you can mail it in. The address is there. The Hake Report, and thank you all in advance. And let's rush and get into $50,000 at least. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. The white guy with the good hair. Amazing. And then the American Anchor Baby. Full of energy, never tired, never get sleepy, never rest. Donald Trump Jr. A different son by a different mother. Oh, amazing. From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. Flying high, but he's not on pot. Natural energy. May not have any this morning, but he'll get it by noon, by 11. Oh, amazing. Thank y'all. I want to go to TJ out of Texas. TJ. I mean, not TJ, but TG. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Happy White History Month.
Thank you, TG. Happy White History Month.
Thank you, sir. Hey, I wanted to say that I was very impressed how you handled the Billy call, the call with Billy, about half an hour ago. Your questioning was just so spot on, and you stayed on it. And I must say that I heard you say something that was extremely insightful that I learned from, too, was that when two people who are living in their hell marry each other, what you end up with is two devils fighting with each other.
Yes.
And I thought that was amazing.
Oh, amazing. That was Billy from Mississippi. I wish Billy well.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I do have a question for you, and I know you live in California. I would like to know why you still live in California instead of moving to the greatest state of Texas.
I don't see where to go at this point. I'm not like, I love L.A., I got to tell you. I love the weather. I love it. But I'm not stuck. If I see somewhere to go, I will go there for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, brother. You keep up the good work, and I appreciate your efforts in building up the man, because we don't have enough men, and then they start believing the lies of the devil and they become crackheads.
Amazing. Thank you, TG. I appreciate it.
Take care, brother.
All right. Amazing. New York. Let's go to Ahmed out of New York. Ahmed, happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month to you too, Jesse.
Thank you, buddy.
I got a question. What are your thoughts on the Epstein list of Trump not releasing it?
Zero.
You got no thoughts? You're not going to criticize him for that?
I don't care. Either way, it's not going to benefit me at all. I want the president to continue to keep the border closed, ship back the illegals, bring jobs back, tariff, make America great again.
So I got a question. So isn't making America great again holding pedophiles accountable for their action?
No.
So you don't believe in holding pedophiles accountable for their action?
I believe that if you break the law, you definitely should, whatever that law is, you should be punished according to the law. But it's not going to personally benefit me at all. So I'm not concerned about it. Are you?
But you're not. I am because I don't like pedophiles. I think they're disgusting individuals, and I think they should be held accountable for their actions, whether they're up in office or they're poor. It doesn't matter who you are. You're a pedophile. You should be locked up.
So are you better than a pedophile?
Am I better? Yes, I am absolutely better than a pedophile.
In what way are you better?
I think anybody that does that is a disgusting human being.
In what way are you better?
Because I'm not a pedophile.
What's good about you?
What's good about me is I'm saying, I don't know why you're trying to twist it on me. It's about holding pedophiles accountable.
You sound like
you're
judging them.
It about me.
What's good about you?
What's good about me is I'm a good person.
And what,
I care for people. You know what I'm saying? Jessina, you asked me a question.
Bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller out of Chicago. Cameron, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Happy White History Month, Justin E. Peterson. How you doing?
All is well. Thank you.
You know, we got this black mayor in Chicago, Brandon Johnson.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know, Jesse, man, you know, my mama live out south in Chicago, man. And,
your mother
you know,
live
they
where
be
now?
Hanging. My mom live out on the south side of Chicago.
Oh,
she
okay.
do well for herself. Yeah, but they had these, you know, the black people be wanting to congregate and, you know, hang out. And, you know, they be having these mass shootings. 5 people got shot the other day by, right outside of Dan Ryan, probably 10 minutes from downtown. See, Jesse, in Chicago, black people want to kill people, right? Because they don't understand this is the best thing on the side of heaven, right? They don't understand that. They don't appreciate the privileges and everything that we have that is afforded to us in America. They crazy, man. They killing people every single day. See, slavery was good, man. See, this is the thing. Slavery was, they should have never got rid of slavery. Like right now, a black girl was driving the car, a rental car, right, 2 days ago in New York City. She was high, had pills and weed and stuff in her car, Jesse. She hit an innocent man and killed him. He was sitting on a chair in a park. Killed him, Jesse. Killed him.
Over
in a rental car. She didn't return the rental car, man.
Over in
she killed him. Two people.
Out in Chicago. Chicago has been like that for a long time now, for years. Black on black crime been out of control. Why do you think the blacks keep voting in people that support crime and support blacks being out of control? Why do they vote in these type of people?
Because they don't want to work, Jesse. Because they don't want to work. They want the government to take care of them. So as long as the Democrats keep giving black people what they want, they ain't got to work, right? They ain't got to go get no jobs. They ain't got to take care of their kids. They can do whatever they want to do. So, you know, see, the liberals, what they do is, they come to the black community and tell them, you the victim. And black people say, yeah, we the victim. We ain't got nothing. It's so hard on us. It's a beautiful country, man.
What's wrong with the blacks that they think that way?
What's wrong with them is they think they're the victim. That's it. Black people think that they are the victim. They think that they, you know, still going through hard times because of slavery. They don't want to get up, get out, go get a job, work, and take care of themselves. No. They want
amazing.
You to take care of them. Yeah. Right. They want the government to do it. No, Trump needs to send. Listen, Jesse, this is what I think needs to happen. This is what needs to happen. You get caught with a gun and you out here committing crimes and you shooting people and shooting, killing all these innocent women and kids. Put them on a plantation, Jesse. We need a plantation where when you shoot somebody, you go to jail. You're going to be there for the rest of your life. We tie you to the tree, give you lashing. We're going to give you lashing.
No, maybe they should just put him down there in Florida on the alligator island now.
Let the alligators eat him.
Carole, thank you, man. Thank you, buddy. I got to run. Thank you because of time. Let me go quickly to Eric, a first-time call out of Denver. Eric, you're on the air.
Hey there, Jesse Lee Peterson. Hey. How's it going?
Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, my friend. And let me just say, it's amazing that I finally get to talk to you.
Amazing. Go ahead.
Amazing, sir. So my question was kind of, I'm trying not to deviate from the conversation too much, but why is it that, when black people get pulled over and it turns from a non-moving violation to a felony, or they get in these fights in carnival cruises, or they're shooting each other and all that, looting in stores, that's become the face of the black community, which is really sad to me, because there's gems like you and there's plenty of amazing black people out there, but somehow the face of the community has become the negative part of the community, the hateful part of the community, the look behind you, never relax part of the community, the chimping out part of the community. Why is that, you think?
Because black people have given up self-control. They've turned their lives over to the false leaders, and the NAACP and all these people, and they don't think for themselves. And then, number one, they're angry. They're yearning for their fathers. They're angry at the mothers. They are yearning for their fathers. And instead of forgiving and overcoming, they have been told that it's something else. It's the white man. It's this. Or it's the police. And they are not conscious enough to think for themselves. That's the problem.
How do you think you can fix that and change the face of the community to more of a positive? On my X feed every day, it's every other feed is them fighting at a Dollar Tree or resisting the cops over a minor speeding ticket, and then that turns into a felony. Sometimes they get shot over it,
You can't fix it. You just have to let them suffer and die. You can't fix another person, and you can't even fix yourself. That's why you have to surrender to what is right. But you can't fix them. You just have to let them suffer. Let them die, arrest them when they may commit crime. But there's nothing you can do about, and nor should you want to. You cannot fix another person.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to fix anyone?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've had, I've been in monk mode for a few years after my last toxic relationship, because I was a bartender for a long time, and I was really debaucherous and, not doing the right thing, I guess you could say.
And why not?
And it's just I was, issues with from youth, things like that. Issues from from my youth that kind of made me angry. So I would drink and party with everyone all night, every night, and all that sort of stuff. And then I finally got to a point where I realized that. And it's actually kind of when I first heard of you several years ago, just the anger inside, it's like a cancer. And if you let that cancer become malignant, it becomes terminal. And once you're just an angry person all the time, nothing good goes your way because you're not going the right way.
That's what's wrong with the blacks. And it's the same spirit. It's the same problem caused by the same reason. Are you still angry?
I still have angry thoughts, yeah, but I mitigate them in my head a lot better than I used to. Like, I used to be a raging maniac, but these days, the last 3 years, I cut women out of my life pretty much completely and decided to focus on myself and my connection to God and get rid of this past anger and this buildup of just, you know, just hate and stuff like that, and try to see the love and the beauty and the benevolence and things.
Why
rather
don't you
than
drop your anger?
I say that I do, like, but I still, you know, I'll have thoughts of, you know, if somebody cuts me off in traffic or something like that, I'll be like, but then I think about it for a minute and be like, you know, maybe that guy is having his own issues on that day, and that's why he did that. You know, like, it doesn't lead anywhere. Anger just makes more anger.
So why don't you drop anger? And that way you would never feel the evil spirit of anger, and you won't ever overreact to any situation. Why not just drop the anger?
Well, I mean, I have, for the most part. I don't overreact to anything anymore. I'm very calm, very relaxed, rational person. I'm really good at de-escalating.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, God, man. I first heard of you on, like, I don't even know. It was before Rogan. It was, like, way back, like, right when you were starting, I somehow
so
God led
me
to you or something.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes. My mother, yes, but my real dad, no, because he left when I was a kid, and he despises me. He hates me now because of my mother, but from nothing I've ever done. And I've tried everything to, like, reconnect with him and all that, and he's just, he's very full of hate and anger.
How old
and
are you?
And so, how old is he?
You.
He's, like,
well,
close to 80.
How old are you?
Oh, I'm 47.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yeah.
You told her?
Well, I told her because we had, like, a few issues for a few years where it was, I don't know, there was a hate going back and forth for some reason, and then eventually I just was like, Mom, we only have so much time on this earth. Like, I'm already, you know, about to push 50. Like, it goes by quick. Wasting time being hateful toward each other isn't good for either of us.
So have you forgiven your mother?
I've forgiven her for the things that she did earlier in her life that affected me.
So
but
did you tell your mother you forgive her for turning you away from your father?
No, because it wasn't her. Well, wait, like her turning me away from my father?
Yes.
Not in those exact words, but
why
yeah,
not?
Because. That's a good question. I honestly might just, like, say that, call her after this and say word for word and tell her that I forgive her for all that.
But how will you ever become free of anger if you don't forgive your mother for turning you away from your father? And that's why your father can deal with you, because you just like your mother and you deal with him in the way your mother does it. And so he couldn't handle the evil spirit of your mother. And he can enter the evil spirit in you because you were acting like your mother. Why don't you forgive your mother so you can overcome her evil spirits?
Well, no, it's not that I acted like my mother, because he left before I was even, like, really conscious.
So why don't you forgive your mother? And I want to get, because of time, but I want to get to the father in a minute. Why haven't you gone and forgiven your mother for turning you away from him?
It's not so much that she turned me away from him. I just never met him. And
right.
Then when I finally
met
him,
sure
when I was 7. Well, I ended up, oddly enough, he was never around. But when I grew up, I resemble his traits a lot more than my mother's traits, which is really weird.
And that's why your mother hated you, because you remind her of your father. When she saw you, she saw him and she punished you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it was a continuous issue up until relatively recently, but we talked it out
Hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you for turning me away from my father. Your mother hated you and she punished you. And you need to forgive her for that. I'm sorry for resenting you, but don't ask for forgiveness. Don't kiss up at her. You forgive her so that God can forgive you.
Interesting. All right. Yeah. Like, yeah, I haven't actually talked to her for a few days, so I'm probably going to call her after this. And
then you
really, it'd feel good just to say those exact words to her, because my father also resents me because of her.
Yeah.
He resents me because of my father. My father resents me because of her. And I had nothing to do with it.
So why don't you forgive your father? Your father loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother.
He doesn't love me. He hates me because of her for some reason. Like, he hates me.
Have you ever asked him why?
He won't, I can't. He won't answer emails. He won't answer texts. He doesn't want to talk to me ever again. I mean, he told me, he said, don't ever call this number. I don't ever want to talk to you.
Well, what I recommend, you can text him, or if you can't talk to him, dad, whatever you call him, father, I'm sorry for resenting you. I am wrong. And then God will forgive you and make you free. Whether your father accepted or not, you forgive him so you can go free.
Mm-hmm. I understand, yeah.
And then you would love him, because your love would come from God. You won't need your father to love you. You would love your father by not hating him.
Well, I mean, yeah, despite them both, like, hating me because of the way they hate each other, obviously, I love both of them because
but
if
you
it wasn't
don't love
for them,
them.
I wouldn't
yeah.
be here in the world.
You don't love them. You hate them. But once you forgive them, you will love them, and you will be able to go free.
Yeah, it'd be nice to be free from, like, because I wouldn't, like I said earlier, I'm not really, like, an angry person, but... I'm a human being, and the thoughts come, you know, like you
right.
can't really and help where your thoughts come from.
And you're not going to overcome the thoughts until you forgive.
Yes, forgiveness is really powerful. That's one thing I definitely gathered from you over the years. I love the way you repeat that ad nauseum so people don't hate each other.
Right, because of time, I recommend you go forgive. Let me know how it goes, all right? I got to run because of time.
All right, yeah, Jesse, it was amazing. I finally got to talk to you, man. This has been, like, years of, the first time I saw you, I was just blown away. I was like, this is one of the, like, the most genius guys I've ever met.
Well, let me know when you forget and let me know how it went.
All right, will do for sure, brother. I appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Super chat. Super.
Super chat.
Moni Ann says, hey, Jesse, I used to listen to you. You have a lot of wisdom to share that I enjoyed, but recently you discussed women's ability to something, or whether we should be allowed to, and your ideas and answers shocked me to my core. And so it's disturbing, she said.
So she went from...
And it made me unfollow you, she said.
She went from hate to love.
Love to hate.
She went from love to hate that fast.
Indeed.
That's all it took, one disagreement.
Apparently.
It reminded me of how the so-called Trump supporters, they go from love to hate just like that.
Indeed.
Trump doesn't do one thing that they think he should do. All of a sudden, they don't love Trump no more.
A house built on sand.
What a mess. Thank you. I wish you well.
Cactus Eater Bear yesterday with a diamond. I thought Derek was Nit on the phone. Shout out.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to Games for Rec, Greenwald, Wolf336, Kid Combo 1, and the rest of the DLive supporters yesterday. Very nice.
Thank you.
Eric, Five Coffees, the myth of normal is what we perceive as normal. We also attribute to being healthy and natural, which couldn't be further from the truth.
Say that again. Amazing. Thank you.
Identity Christ is. To answer your most famous question, who are you? You are Abraham Lincoln and John Wilkes Booth, Hitler, the millions he's killed, Jesus, and everyone who persecuted him. Every time you victimize someone, you victimize yourself. Every act of kindness you've done to yourself, every happy and sad moment experienced by you. Thoughts?
Piffy. Keep it piffy. What up?
Thank you for your coffee. I even tried to abbreviate it.
Wow.
Eric, Five Coffees, working on yourself is letting go of identities. No thought or emotion can define who you are. You have no identity, says Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
Carter on Cash App. What the? Ain't no nation like a donation. Heart emoji.
That's right. Donate to Bond. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND. All right. We have a fundraiser thing going there. Thank you.
T. Smith, cough for coffee. Hearts around my face emoji.
Thank you.
A. Bryant begging the black man for donations here in Nicaragua. Who am I? I'm a spirit, duh.
Thank you. Help me out, brother. Thank you.
Cloud Bob says, como talibus.
Si, si.
I don't know how to pronounce
como
French.
Talibu.
Como talibus. It looks like comment alis vus.
Como talibus.
Thank you. Sergio.
You speak Italian?
I do. Italian? I speak a little bit of Spanish, so basically Italian, right?
Como talibus.
Nice. Over on YouTube, Sergio, happy White History Month to all of you. Thank you for uniting the family with truth and not fake love.
Right on.
White hands emoji.
And thank you for supporting us to help us get that done. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Charles, hey, Jesse, did you know that loser Karen Bass's grandfather is actually Mexican? No wonder she wants the illegals in L.A., says Charles.
Is that real?
I don't know, maybe.
I've never heard that. What's up?
Me either.
Country. I know she looked a little different. Thank you.
Country and Western Tuesday. Yahoo. Roll 'em, says Anthony on
Cowboy.
Cash.
Cowboy.
Yeah, rawhide.
Rawhide. That's right. Thank you.
H. Biden cracked up TV interview. What a mess, says Anthony.
That what a mess. What is Joe Biden's son up to?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
We should have him on the phone stage.
I would love to get him on.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Anthony Karen Bass, take $200, clean my home, and hide in the closet. And he also says, I'm black, I can wear what I want. Yahoo.
Yeah. Well, you know how black people are.
Eric, Jesse, surrogate mothers give credence to your analogy that women bake the bread for the man because surrogate mothers are carrying a child not even theirs and selling it when it's done. Women are the oven.
Either legal or not. I got to stop there. Hey.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Amazing. I'm so out of time. Jordan, a first-time call out of California. Robert out of Kansas. Christopher out of Texas. And other call. I'm out of time. The hate report coming up now. Then the American Acre Baby right after the hate report. Make sure you donate to our fundraiser drive at RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BARN. I do appreciate it. Work on yourself, men and women. You're going to get to the point where you love working on yourself. You're going to enjoy it. There will be nothing greater than overcoming. And you can overcome all things. There's nothing that you cannot overcome in the light. Being present. Take care, folks. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper. No, Wednesday, right? What's today? Tomorrow is Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it, and you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father, and you'll see within you, He will fight the battle for you. And He will fight it without, because He will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.